USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now, the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now, the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Continuing now with our coverage of the Kavanaugh accusers, the first woman to come forward, Christine Ford, scheduled to show up and testify Thursday on Capitol Hill. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham weighing in.
"I will do the following. Listen to Dr. Ford, compare that to everything in the record, and make a decision."
Graham says he'll listen to what she has to say.
"She'll be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does."
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
"Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"It's too old for a criminal trial. You couldn't bring a civil suit because you can't tell the court what time it happened and where it happened. Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Again, that hearing scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump to address the UN General Assembly Tuesday in New York. In other news, at least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
"We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror."
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake, and the loss of innocent lives is tragic."
And word of first responders' house ransacked. Well,